Subrogation, in for a treat. Never heard those words paired. But my client wasn't bolted, so he got jolted. Worth the price of admission. Time to learn the rules. There's rules of the road, and then there's rules of subrogation. Before anybody hands money over to a subrogated plan, they need to learn the rules. First of all, our Texas Supreme Court just 2 months ago, almost to the day, said, there's no meaningful difference between the terms subrogation and right of reimbursement. But the Fifth Circuit last year differed, although they said they were quoting the Texas Supreme Court, that there is an important difference between subrogation and reimbursement. Subrogation is where the health plan, the occupational injury plan, whoever has the subrogation interest, they have the right, by virtue of an assignment or subrogation interest, to go after that third-party tortfeasor. But typically, they don't exercise it. They just stand there with their hand out and say, plaintiff's attorney, when you get the money, please drop it into our palm. Well, that's actually seeking reimbursement from the injured plaintiff after the injured plaintiff gets the money. Why is that important? Well, first of all, read the rules, get the plan. Get the subrogation interest. See, does it also contain a right of reimbursement? If not, then pull up the case of Aldous versus Darwin National Assurance.